board, we have mortgage lending market for 2019. Oh my gosh, is this going to be kind of a roller coaster year, do you think?
No, it's going to be very similar.
Okay.
No, I think it's going to look very similar to what it did last year.
Okay.
You know, refis have dried up. Mm-hmm. We're looking at purchases. The MBA predicts we're going to be about 1.2, 1.3 for the next 2 years, and then in going up to 1.4 trillion in volume. And really, that's pretty much all purchase,
steady.
A little slight increase in 2021 in refis, but for the most part, it's all purchase business right now.
What are rates going to do?
Well, if I knew that, I would be like on a tropical island. No, I think they're going to stay pretty flat.
Okay.
To where, you know, slight, it's slightly flat to increase, is what I should
say. So is that good news? Or
I think rate increases are good for us.
Really?
I think,
okay.
Yeah. In the sense that we've been in a market for many, many years of a declining rate environment. So our originators and our clients or members still don't understand what that's going to look like in an increasing rate environment.
Mm-hmm.
I think it, for us, creates the opportunity for us to create urgency around it. Like, you qualify now at this rate, don't wait 2 weeks, don't wait 3 weeks, because you could move out of your qualification and not no longer be able to qualify. So I look at it as an opportunity for our salespeople, for the branch salespeople of credit unions, to really turn that into an urgency or create risk, you know, for them to push them
totally
over the finish line. Because that's really what it is pushing them over the finish line for the deal. So I think it's a good tool for us.
Yeah, because I mean, I was thinking, gosh, is it going to get up to like 7% again, 9%?
You know,
God forbid, double digits.
7%, everyone's like, oh my gosh. But if you think about it, years ago.
That was the norm.
Yeah. And so we've really been spoiled in kind of the environment we've been in. I don't know that we're going to see that type of rate, but we are definitely going to creep up.
Yeah.
And it's a new norm that people will get used to.
Yeah, I like
that. We made mortgages at 14 and 15%. We'll do it at 7 and 6.
Mm-hmm. So. The other question I want to talk to you about with WAVES is, or lending rather, how are technology advancements affecting lending for 2019?
You know, technologies, we talked about technology last year when I was here, and I think this year's even pushed even further through. I think technology is really going to change the way that we originate loans. And what I mean by that is, in the past, historically, your traditional retail loan officer would set an appointment. They would tell folks to come in, bring your taxes, bring this document and gather all these docs, bring them in, and we'll create an application.
Right.
In the new world today, and what we're seeing, you know, and Rocket Mortgage has certainly pushed this a lot, online experience, enter all your information in and we'll give you an online decision.
Mm-hmm.
And even if we don't take it to that extreme, I definitely think technology and the digitization of the loan file, where instead of asking for paper, we're going out and collecting data and authenticating it, so we're not having to validate information off of paper, is going to change the way that we create those appointments. And so instead, it's show up and let me talk about my expertise. I'm going to give you a credential, or we'll do it together.
Mm-hmm.
You'll key in your account information. We'll pull in your assets. We'll pull in your income. We'll validate your work history all online. I'm not asking you for a lot of paper. And then they spend more time focused on really being the consultative salesperson. So
gone are the days of bringing in a stack of papers that tall with your financial history.
Disappearing. It is disappearing. As we get more sophisticated data, as we're able to validate more and more information, as they're able to, you know, automatically review tax returns, yes. But your W-2 employees, those paper files are gone.
And
it's all
electronic. Signing page after page after page.
You know, and a lot of that was driven by the county recorders. You know, the county recorders have to update their ability to receive electronic documents. But they do electronic closings all over the country today.
I can't remember the folks I talked to about e-notary.
E-notary, yeah.
So what's...
Yeah, I mean, it's part of the electronic closing process.
Yeah.
You'll have the option. Certain states... I'm going to say, the last time I heard, 28, 29 states have the ability to use that.
It's spreading.
Yeah, it's spreading a lot.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I think that's a kind of a cool revelation. All right, hey, talk about regulations.
Yes.
Where are we with that stuff?
You know, probably the biggest thing coming up, the IRLA, the new updated loan application, what they used to call the old 1003.
Mm-hmm.
It's been changed mainly to support the new HMDA changes around the aggregated HMDA data. That's the biggest issue. That's not due until February 1 of 2020. So we have a little bit of time. But that's most, you should be checking with your service providers, making sure that your service providers are updating and getting ready. You can do early adoption of that in July, but the key date is February 1st, 2020.
Put that on the calendar.
All right, sounds
good. Circle
it.
One more question for you.
Yes.
Not yet, so you're not out of here yet.
Hang on.
One more. What else do you see on the horizon for Greetings for this year? Anything else we need to be aware of?
You know, I think this year you're going to see the rise of, and I said this last year and it didn't happen as much as I thought, definitely home equity lending, you're going to continue to see that.
Yeah.
As folks have these low 30-year 3.5, 3.25, they're not going to refinance those. So to tap into their equity, they're going to be equity lending.
Okay.
You're going to continue to see construction lending increasing. So if you don't have the option, you want to find a provider that can provide construction lending.
Mm-hmm.
They say we need... you know, I think it's 1.2 million new homes have to be added to replace the inventory that's disappearing.
Oh, wow.
And that's not exactly happening. And so which is another reason why the delay in folks moving into home ownership.
Gotcha.
Home ownership as overall, the number of people who own homes is increased, but as a percentage, it's decreased because number one, the inventory issue, and number two, you have the millennials, that cohort coming in
right,
at a much larger group. Number, which has driven down the home ownership percentage.
Yeah.
So I think construction, home equity are the kind of the two big things coming up.
All right, yeah, because I know in San Diego, I mean, when I can always tell when the economy is good because there's lots of homes being built, brand new homes, and when the economy is not so good, you don't see that stuff. It's like
you see a lot of construction in there?
A lot of construction,
A lot of issue there with home inventory, which isn't surprising. So as inventory continues to stay low, you'll see the increase in construction.
All right, Steve. Appreciate the time as always.
Absolutely.
This was great stuff. So
thank you.
Appreciate the time.
Continue.
Have fun at the show, all right?
I will. Yeah. Thank you.